We're good. Almost time.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we are here with you for another fantastic Tuesday evening.
Ooh, fantastic. I like that one. It's a right? Fantastic. Yes. And so today is the first Tuesday of February, and it's also the Paranormal Smorgasbord.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And on top of that, it is Embolk today. So there's a trio of things happening today on our show. So that's really fun.
It is fun. And I'm joking because and Sherry in the chat room said it's a fantabulous, fantastic Ooh. Tuesday. It is a fantabulous, fantastic
like
Tuesday.
That.
And Kat in the chat room says, happy Woodchuck Day. And happy all of it. And it's Tuesday because Steph, that's my co-host, Steph, and I did a little video beforehand, and she's like, happy Wednesday, Heidi. I'm like, what? I said, no, it's not Wednesday.
Well, you know what? I was just, like I said, I was a little off. I had an eye appointment today, and they dilated my eyes, and so I feel like I'm in another world, kind of, sort of. So hopefully, you know, hopefully it'll wear off soon, but I still have a monster eye, you know, how it looks. So I know you guys can't see, but anyway.
Well, you could if you looked at the video earlier that we posted on Facebook. Go back and look at the Gathering Radio Facebook live post that should be up there by now. We did a live post, and you can see Stephanie's googly eye there.
Googly eye. And it was our first ever, and you know what? I think it was fun. I think it was a fabulous first start, and I think we'll do this every once in a while.
We don't say so ourselves. It was fabulous.
It was fabulous. It was fabulous. So I think we'll do this every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. No, it was fun. We're going to do more of them, I think. Yeah. We've talked about it. Well, we said it in the video, so now we probably should.
So now we have to. Yeah, we're tied into it. Anime eye on Steffi. Yeah, just my right eye, though. It's the one that I had the retina surgery on last year. So one eyeball is all black, and the other one is, you know, normally the normal green bluish color.
So Jerry in the chat room said it's the tequila.
Well, I wish.
Oh, is it?
That'd be fun. It would be a little bit.
We're not doing any tequila during the show.
No.
Just to clarify.
That's right. But it might make it a little more funner. Someday maybe we should do a show at a, you know, somewhere where we can have a shot of tequila.
Well, I don't know. If I do that, I'm not going to be able to drive home. So we'd probably better off doing it here.
Well,
maybe towards the end of the show. So that we don't blurble our way through the show and goof things up too much.
Yeah.
That's a new word, by the way. Blurble.
And we can say, okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Knock it back, you know?
And then we have like 3 minutes left of the show. Yay. So we don't get blurbly.
Oh, so.
My official word.
Oh, fun. So, yeah, so it's Groundhog Day today, too. So it's Embolk. And of course, you know, Heidi and I were talking about this before the show, and we talked about, you know, that poor groundhog out in Pennsylvania. What's his name again? I said it before the show, and now I forgot what it is.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah. And they drag that poor little animal out of his den to see what if he sees a shadow or not. And they said that he saw his shadow today. But my question is, it's a blizzard going on out there. So how did he see his shadow? I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I don't understand. And frankly, it doesn't matter for us here in Minnesota because we have 6 weeks of winter no matter who sees
That's
what.
Right. Yep.
I mean, frankly, we probably have 8 weeks of winter 12 weeks of winter at this rate. So put the kid back in his house, leave him alone, and just call it. We're going to have winter for at least 6 more weeks.
Absolutely.
Up here. Down south, you're lucky. You're going to, well, I don't know, lucky. I mean, maybe you enjoy more warm, and so you are glad that you will have 6 weeks or less.
Right.
But up here in the north, we're going to have 6 weeks of winter, period.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just remember a couple years ago when we had 2 blizzard events in April, and we got like 10 inches of snow each time. And you were talking before the show about the year that you got one of your vehicles on May the 3rd, and there was like 5 inches of snow, you know, on May 3rd.
That's a fact. I was using seat warmers to go get my new car, and I was like, no, this is not cool. And in the chat room, we're talking here in Minnesota anyway, we're going to be in the, and I saw that too, Karen, you're further up north, but even down here in the cities, we're going to be, you know, highs of like -8 and the lows are going to be in -20s, and that's coming up. So, you know, winter, it's still here. We got it. And, you know, I think it would be interesting if we each got a groundhog, you know, each state got a groundhog.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think it would make much difference here, but I don't know that everybody can be basing their winter forecast off of Pennsylvania.
Right.
You know, I don't think it works for Florida or Arizona, you know, things like that.
No.
Maybe even Washington State. I don't think they get to use Punxsutawney Phil's predictions either. So
it doesn't work. It just doesn't work, you know. Yeah. And besides
that,
you know.
So I say leave the kid alone. I wonder how many Punxsutawney Phils there have been over the years, because he really can't be the same one.
No.
We should have his former selves go and talk to the people and say, leave our guy alone.
Yeah.
We're done with this.
We're done, yeah. I mean, what a crazy thing anyhow. But yeah, happy Groundhog Day. When people say that to me, they say happy Groundhog Day, and then I say happy Imbolc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, of course, Imbolc is the is the midpoint between the solstices. That's why they bring him out of his den to see what he sees. But, you know, it's the halfway point between the solstice and the equinox, right? So the equinox is probably in 6 weeks, right? So that's why they're saying 6 weeks. So there's always 6 weeks more winter, really, you know?
Right. Well, even if, I mean, yeah, here it doesn't matter. Spring is not actual spring. I mean, on the calendar, and everybody understands it's spring, but in our upper states, it's still cold, and we can't plant things in the ground, and we probably have to wear pants, not shorts, and not sandals. We have to wear boots. You know, it's like, I make it sound like I just don't wear pants. No, shorts instead of pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
With me here, people. Anyway.
Yeah.
Karen in the chat room said it. Yeah, she said if someone dragged me out in the middle of slumber, I'd bite him. Maybe that's what he needs to do. He needs to stand up for himself. Phil, when you get pulled out of your den, bite someone, then they'll leave you alone.
I think he did, Dave. I was just going to say that. So he said, didn't he bite them last year? Yes, I do seem to remember that he bit, and they were just shocked. And I'm like, well, really? You know, you're waking the poor thing up out of his slumber? I mean, geez, Louise.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently Mike in the chat room said Arizona uses a Gila monster to see if summer's over. Is that true?
See if summer is over.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's okay, cool. If everybody, maybe every state needs its own animal, not just a groundhog. You just need your own animal to see. And then I think we should do ours at the spring solstice.
Yeah.
Or the spring equinox, excuse me. We need to do ours then. Like, how much more winter are we going to have? 6 more weeks of winter?
Yeah.
Doing it in Imbolc it's not fair. It's always winter for 6 more weeks.
I agree. It would make more sense to do it then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have all the ideas.
We do. Why is nobody listening to us? We have such good ideas. Anyway, every state needs its own honorary winter fortune teller, and I think the upper states shouldn't do it until the spring equinox.
Yep.
Done. I decided for everybody.
I agree. Yeah.
And Rain said in the chat room, let's get an armadillo for Texas. Yep. Sounds good.
That, I mean,
or totally a chupacabra.
Yeah, or a chupacabra. Yeah, that would even be better.
If you like can get way. One, that would be a great one. Every state should have its own cryptid.
That would be cool.
Winter. More winter.
That would be cool.
Six like more weeks idea. Of winter. Let's ask the Sasquatch.
That's right. Sasquatch.
Yeah. I guess we shouldn't ask something that we can't find. And then your answer is always going to be no. No, it's more winter, just so you know.
Right. Well, and so, yeah, Karen's saying, we can ask Bigfoot. Yes. Yes. Well, if we could find Bigfoot, we could ask him for sure. Kat's saying they'd have the Wolverine for Michigan. Yeah, they definitely bite if they're wakened early. Absolutely.
I think they would be biting every time, no matter what. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd tangle with one of those. Pick a different one for wherever. Michigan. Why can't I say that? I was going to say Wisconsin and Michigan. I'm trying to say at the same time, and I know it's not Wisconsin. Sorry.
Sherry's
what about that tequila? I think it's time.
Really? Yeah, I know. Me too. Sherry's saying use dog men. Well, I don't know. They're kind of mean and nasty. I'm not sure we want to mess with them. Holy mama.
How do you know?
What? How that they're mean and nasty?
Yeah. Because
we've talked to so many people who talk, you know. Who?
I was going to say, have you had interaction with one? That's
never. But, you know, we have this area out by Cary that I swear it's dog men out there because the prints are just bizarre. They're not Bigfoot prints, but they're not any other kind of creature that I've ever seen either, you know, and we're going to monitor that woods a little more now. We're going to start going out there once a week and shooting photos. And it's just crazy. Suburban, I think we need to have a thing called suburban cryptids because there's just so many things going on around here. It's ridiculous. So Sherry is saying they just want a hug. Maybe. I don't know that I want to give them a hug.
Definitely not.
The first car to fall through the ice. Well, I tell you what, there are all kinds of cars on Silver Lake right now. So that ice must be super thick.
Is that how Mike in the chat room is saying about waiting for the first car to fall through the ice? Is that so you can tell that we're going to have more or not, you know, summer or spring or whatever? That's not, I'm going to vote against that. I do not want that to be our way of determining if we have more spring or not.
I agree. Karn is saying if coyotes can thrive in the burbs, so can others. Yep, absolutely. And we have a lot of coyotes around here, you know, so that's what I think too. So we are definitely going to focus on this area and our area with all the tree circle or the vine circles and because it's easy to get to and it's, you know, it's interesting. Who the heck knows what it is? So
I have to say, this is not paranormal, but it's not normal either. So we were talking about animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a little, for the high school, you know, kids could go back for a couple weeks. You know, they had a certain percentage of kids that could go back to in-school learning for a couple weeks. And they just did that a couple, you know, the last couple weeks. And now they're back to virtual learning right now. Yeah. But so Keegan was able to go back for a couple weeks and he had to walk to the bus stop, which is, you know, an 8-minute walk from here, but it's not, you have to walk on the county road and then cut into the neighborhood and stuff. And they, you know, the school was like, you can't walk on the county road. It's too busy. Cut through the neighbor's yards. And it's like, well, there's fences and it's dark. Like in the morning, he has to be on the bus, like 6:15, right? It's dark.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I'd be scared. Like stuff sits under trees and whatever. So he was like, no way. I'm walking on the roads and I'm walking on County Road 15. Well, then I get a call from the school bus people and they're like, he can't do that. And I said, well, I wouldn't cut through the yards either at 6:15 in the morning when it's pitch dark and you never know what's out there. And they said, well, here's the deal. He can't walk on the county road, but we have decided we're going to pick him up over by your house because we also saw, I think they said it was a mountain lion or a cougar or whatever.
Oh, really?
Also out at the same time that he was walking home from the bus stop because the bus driver was driving away and saw one. And then there's Keegan walking. I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like, so we decided that we're going to pick him up by the house. I'm like, and you wanted him cut through yards. Are you serious, people? Oh my gosh. So that's like crazy critters running around here in Minnesota.
Well, we know there's cougars, you know, because we've seen evidence of them up at the research areas, which is, you know, not far from you, actually, in the way of things. It's a little bit east of you. But, there's just all kinds of critters out there. Yeah. So yeah, I guess I'm not surprised by these things that we're finding close to home, but still it's surprising. You know, it's surprising.
Definitely.
Little Falls used to pull the engine out of an old car and set it on the ice, and people would bet on the day it went through. I've heard of things like that. I haven't heard about the engine, but I've heard of other things. Crazy talk. Cutting through yards can be dangerous. Yes, a lot of people object. And what if they have dogs? I mean, what if they have a dog that's not exactly friendly, you know?
Or an electric fence or something like that. And they want, I mean, they asked, they didn't tell us just to do it. They said, talk to the neighbors and ask if it was okay. They didn't just say to do it. Mm-hmm. But again, 6:15 in the morning, it's pitch dark. There's no street lights because A, we're in the country. B, you're cutting through yards. And so I wouldn't do it. It's just, even if I asked and got permission, I don't think I'd do it because it's just scary.
No, I'm glad that they're coming to get them. That's a much better thing, you know? So that's awesome. And then, there's just lots of stuff here.
All right.
Sorry.
So I'm trying to type here quick before because I was going to read a little bit about Imbolc.
Let's do that.
I'm finishing my sentence there. Okay, there we go. So I was going to read a little bit about Imbolc if you're not familiar with it, and I'm not versed enough in it to speak into it without some help. So I went to the history.com website. Let's hope that this is accurate. And, you know, we were speaking into the Imbolc festival being in between. It's the celebration or festival in between the solstice and the equinox. And it's celebrated from February 1st through sundown on the 2nd. So we're just we've ended it here because we've already had sundown here. Mm-hmm. It's based on the Celtic tradition meant to mark the halfway point between winter solstice and the spring equinox. And it's celebrated by many people of neo-pagan or pagan-influenced religions. It's one of several pre-Christian holidays highlighting some aspect of winter and sunlight and heralding the change of seasons. And it dates back to pre-Christian era in the British Isles. And the earliest mention of it in Irish literature dates back to the 10th century. And it's been speculated that this festival stems from the breeding cycle of sheep and the beginning of lactation, which is when they know, you know, that this is the beginning of this fertile season. The holiday was traditionally aligned with the first day of spring and the idea of rebirth. So that's, and then it goes into more about the goddess Brigid and all sorts of cool stuff, fertility rites and all sorts of fun things. So if you want to check out more, please feel free, but I'm not going to read any more of this.
It's interesting stuff, but it goes back forever and it makes sense, right? I mean, I like it. I think it's cool. I think it's better than Groundhog Day because I don't like that thought of pulling that poor thing out of his slumber and making it to see if we can look and see if there's a shadow or not. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that last year, well, it was before February 2nd, but when Tim and I were looking at closing on our house, right, we looked at dates that we wanted to close, and we wanted to get, because of the timing and how it would work, we actually wanted to get on Imbolc if we could, because again, it's this new start, this fresh start, this new emergence, right? And so we thought that would be perfect for the house. So of course, it's in the worst time of year to move, you know, because that's when we close. But we wanted the holiday to be a festival, and we couldn't close on the 2nd because it was a Sunday, so we closed on the 3rd. And we came over to the house right after we closed and brought some candles and drums. And we did a ceremony in the house to initiate this transition into this new cycle, and that fit with the Celtic tradition. It, you know, felt right. It felt good. So we did that in place of a home clearing. We did that, and it worked well. It was really cool in the house. You could feel just this energy thriving in the house, and this excitement of welcoming, and you know, this, it was just, it was neat. And we went through the whole house and did it, just the two of us, and it was great.
I like it. That's cool. Yeah, and you're supposed to light candles. I have my candle lit back here, so we're good. I had one earlier today upstairs too, but yeah, so, and you know, the full moon just passed last week, Of course, it was cloudy here, so we really didn't get to see her in all her splendor. But, you know, lots of exciting things happening right now.
Well, and in the chat room, Ceiling Cat, she said, the second is another holiday. It's prep time for chocolate sales.
Yay!
for Valentine's Day. Heck yeah. Let me tell you, chocolate. Remember when we used to do our shows together, yeah. Steph? It feels like we're talking about, I don't know, 400 years ago. Remember when we used to do our shows together and we had chocolate every time?
We always had chocolate. You know, I think we just need to do it virtually now until we can get back together, but we should just always have a chocolate bar and we can have a few bites together.
Although I do think we got in the bad habit of actually eating while we were on the air.
We did.
And then that was probably not cool.
Well, and then when we were at Anita's house, remember Anita used to always make us treats, you know, or you would bring something or I would bring something for all of us that wasn't necessarily a chocolate bar because Anita didn't like chocolate.
Oh, she didn't. I miss Anita.
So yeah, it seemed like we were always eating.
I know, but we got in bad habits of eating while we were on the show, and that's just not cool. That's bad.
It's true.
So I'm glad we don't do that anymore. It probably helps people like to listen to us instead of listening to us eat.
Yes. Sorry, I got to finish my chocolate now. You say something.
Seriously. Ridiculous.
Oh, I know.
Because we're professionals now.
But, you know, but we used to always have such different chocolates. You know, we would always find the chocolate bars that were just not chocolate. I mean, remember that one time you found that one that was like chili? It was a hot, spicy chocolate.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, I still get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was very interesting. And then we would get the orange ones and the raspberry ones and, you know, all kinds of different ones. It was really fun.
We are totally not talking about anything paranormal right now.
Mm-mm. No. But we did talk about in bulk, which is kind of paranormal. Not really. It's more.
Oh, sure it is. That's the metaphysical realm for sure. We just sidetracked into chocolate.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I was reading, I found this article online about this family that got a Christmas gift. And ever since they got this Christmas gift, they've been having crazy things happen in their home. And the Christmas gift was, of all things, a dolly carriage. You know, it was an antique doll carriage. And crazy things. Now, I'm not sure if it's a vintage doll carriage. And her mother had gotten it from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who had given it to the daughter. And they started experiencing knocking at the beginning of the year. The sounds grew so loud that on a couple of occasions, they went to the door thinking someone was there, and it wasn't. And then they started hearing boom, boom, boom in the attic. And I mean,
how did that go?
Crazy things. Yeah. And so
boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Yeah. It was so much noise and there was nobody up there, of course. And then week two started with a bang at like 2 or 3 in the morning. And, you know, they thought it was their dog had crashed through the window of their door. She grabbed a gun. So they had a gun and walked around their home, but found nothing. You know, I guess her husband worked overnights. And then when she went into the kitchen in the morning, she discovered a bag on the ground, and in the bag were coffee mugs that she had recently purchased, and the bag was 3 or 4 feet away from the table, and the mugs were broken, and there was no way they could have fallen over at all. So they just, boom, you know, broke, and then the next night there was more bangs and all this crazy things happening, and the last week, a series of events occurred, most involving her children's room and their toys. A dream catcher and lamp fell to the floor multiple times. They thought maybe, you know, one of their kids had went to the bathroom and knocked it over, but no. And there was just, they've heard all this crazy stuff. And I'm trying to get to the end here to see what they did in the end, but yeah, all these things. And
well, while you're looking for that, let me say that in the beginning you stated that someone had given it to someone else and then someone else and then someone else.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe because all this stuff was happening and they were like, and they kept getting rid of it? Mm. Although, what a crappy thing to do to your friend. Like, here, hey, do you want this old doll carriage? It's really cool. Right? What's wrong with it? Nothing. And then you take it and you're like, wait. And then so you give it, you do the same thing to your friend. Hey, I got this really cool doll carriage. I think it'll look great in your house. Do you want it? Like, it sounds like that's what was happening. That's not cool, people. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And so then after telling someone the story, they had a discussion about all the strange things that had been happening. And this was the woman that gave them the carriage, right? So I don't know if she intentionally did this or maybe the person who gave it to her did. But they were there and they were looking at this little baby carriage. And so they put it outside. And then guess what? Everything has been normal. No more knocking, no more footsteps, nothing.
So it's outside in their house. It's outside. It's still outside.
It's still outside. So okay. it says it resides in the garage and has been placed on Facebook Marketplace for $65. And then they said,
and nobody bought it?
No. Full disclosure, the caption reads, it is definitely haunted. So, yeah. So.
Okay, then someone should have bought it.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Someone would buy it for $65 just to see if it's haunted. I definitely think someone would. So why wouldn't they? I try and buy things that say that they're haunted when I see them online. It's not expensive because I just want to see. Well, I feel it intuitively and see. But I think, you know, hey, if it actually is, then this would be cool for the Halloween open house.
Yeah.
But I'd rather get stuff that I don't have to pay for because I just can't afford to keep buying stuff like that. But yeah, every once in a while I'll find something that someone says it's haunted. I'm like, yeah, I'll see. We'll see.
Well, it's kind of a weird looking thing too. Here, I'll post the link in here, but it looks like it's in Virginia, Brandon, Virginia or something. So it's kind of I've never seen a baby carriage look like that before, or I should say a doll carriage, whatever it is. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be kind of cool addition for your, but it's kind of far away.
Oh, this is cool. So Stephanie posted a link in the chat room if you have a chance to get in there and take a look at it. It's cool looking carriage for sure.
It's different. Never seen one quite like that before.
Huh. Where is this?
In Brandon. I think it's in Virginia because the TV station that posted this, it talks about Virginia. So okay. Yeah,
it's Richmond, cool looking. Virginia. I can imagine you have to put some padding or something in there, blankets.
Right. You know,
just drop your kid in. Otherwise, it's like a cage.
Yeah, it is like a cage. I've never seen anything quite like that before. So, yeah, very interesting for sure. But, yeah, so that's, you know, like we talk about, you know, be careful what you bring in your house because you just never know. And like we said, a friend of a friend said, oh, I'll give this to, you know, whatever. And, okay, well, that's what happens. So,
yeah.
Oh, Mississippi. It does? Oh.
It's in Mississippi. Okay. Well, anyway, I think it's cool. And I do. Hey, if anybody has any haunted stuff, you want to send it to me, I'm happy to take it off your hands and use it in the Halloween open house. Let me help you. You help me, I'll help you. That's how this works. If you want to get it out of your house and turn it over to someone who will handle it properly and possibly utilize it as a teaching moment in the Halloween open house, feel free to send it to me. You can find my address on my website at myspiritexperience.com and go ahead and send me your crazy haunted items.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where do you keep all that stuff, Heidi, that you have?
I have a room at the studio, a separate room that is not connected to the studio. I rented a separate room.
Good.
Because that's how much stuff I have and I didn't want it connected. So. Yeah, you have to leave the studio, go down the hallway, and go into a different room to get to what I call my back office. And that's where a third of the room is stacked with tote bins for the Halloween open house. And those tote bins are packed.
Yeah,
They're packed full.
Because you have a lot of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of really cool
stuff. It's probably getting close to half the room now because I have that trunk and the coffin. Casket? Coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember. Anyway, one of them.
Yeah, crazy. Hopefully you'll be able to have that Halloween open house this year.
I hope so.
You didn't get to have it last year.
No.
Hopefully by then everything will be kind of back to normal.
I hope we can just be in close contact with people by then.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Dave is saying something about check out your local Buy Nothing project on Facebook, and you never know what someone is going to get rid of.
Oh, well, I didn't even know
I've
that
existed.
I've
never heard of that.
So
that's interesting. Buy Nothing.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll check it out. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. So Dave is saying, so those items potentially haunt the rest of the building for the rest of the year. Well, they're kind of
No, they don't.
They're all sealed up in
boxes. I have everything locked down.
Yeah.
I don't let them wander. Well, I suppose they might at night. I guess I didn't put any parameters on nighttime.
Yeah.
I didn't, actually. They might go around at night messing things up. During the day, everything's pretty quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jerry is saying, don't you want to free what's haunting an object?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, let's save it for after the break.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's halfway through the hour already. Okay, well, everybody stay tuned. We're going to go for our two-minute commercial break, and this is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network.
More of a ride.
You're listening to Para X.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman Shunt, psychic medium, Dark NOLA Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
Shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock. The Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
Demons. Vampires. Werewolves. Skinwalkers. All of this and more. Sunday nights at midnight. Staring into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. And we are having our paranormal smorgasbord tonight. And it's been wild and woolly already. It's been a zippy half hour gone by. And actually, we ended... I'm trying to look at a Facebook page here. Let me close that out. Let's see here. So we had a question before the break. Jerry in the chat room said, I'm curious, don't you want to free what's haunting an object? Because I was talking about bringing, you know, haunted objects to the Halloween open house. And then there's a couple of funny little remarks in the chat room. And Jerry said, no, it's serious. You know, what if it's a loved one? Okay, so it's a very good question, Jerry, and I here's what I do. So each item that I get that is donated to the Halloween open house or to me to get it out of their house, I assess each item. And if I think that there is anyone that is trapped or tied down or not allowed to move through, first thing I'm going to do is ask them if they want help. Now, some people... don't want help. You probably know people on this planet currently that are not happy and don't want help. Okay, fine. Because it's free will, right? I can't make someone cross over. I can't make them leave if it's a free will, you know, spirit. Free will human, been a human soul, right? But I can encourage them to move on. I can show them why it's a benefit. I can have their spirit guides, you know, connect with them or show them their spirit guides so they can start working with them and, you know, hopefully do that to ease their, you know, trauma or suffering or whatever. But some people just know. Now, some beings aren't human souls, but they're also not bad, you know, and they want to have this container that they can be a part of this world. It doesn't mean they're stuck here, but they can maybe come and go or be just present for when this item is out and about, right? And then they go somewhere else the rest of the year. So I assess each one. If I see that there is someone connected to it that's struggling or suffering, of course not. That is not my goal as, you know, hosting this Halloween open house is to use the pain and suffering of souls to entertain people. No way ever. That is not how I operate. So there is an assessment that's done with each one. There are many items that I do clear and that I do close. And then they will just, the story exists and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some items, such as the Ouija board, and I've talked about it on the show, that I have closed. It is complete, but you can't touch it because it's so sensitive that it could be opened up at some point. And so, you know, you think of Annabelle over at the museum, right? The Warren's mm-hmm. Museum, which is, mm-hmm. I know it's not theirs anymore, but it's in the family. And they have it blessed every week, right? Because they've done everything and they can't clear it. They just have to contain it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of like this Ouija board and some other items. There's only so much you can do before you realize, like, I can keep this contained, but we've got to, you know, stay on top of it and be careful yeah. with it. But I also use it as a teaching moment as well. You know, there's a reason that I have some of these items that are still connected to energies that I have at the Halloween open house, and I make sure that they are not touchable, and I make sure people understand why. And also to, again, use this as a teachable moment saying, hey, be careful what you mess around with. You know, this isn't you know, just fun and games. You don't just take a Ouija board out and play it like you're playing Monopoly. You know, it doesn't work that way. And so I do like to have a few items that, yes, they're not, they're contained, they're safe, but they shouldn't be held or played with or touched or anything by anybody just coming through. So mm-hmm. I keep them in a, you know, locked up basically. And then some of them are, again, like I said, they're not human souls. They're beings that come and go. And so, again, I keep those safe that they can't be touched. There's a couple, I think I've talked about the twins. They're mm-hmm. two dolls that are mm-hmm. just nasty. And they're not,
yeah.
It's not a spirit. It's not a spirit that is struggling or stuck. It's energies that have connected with these. And I don't know if someone did it intentionally or if somehow when they were created, there was wayward spirit energy or these what do you want to call them? Just non-human entities mm-hmm. that happen to be passing by and just logged into these dolls, right?
Yeah.
And so I can, you know, smudge them, close them, whatever. They just keep popping in and out. And so I was like, okay, just don't touch them. Because those two twins, they do not like guys. Absolutely not. Especially if you hold them both at the same time. They're little handheld dolls. They're small.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I keep people safe and yeah. But I do like to let people know what's out there. Mm-hmm. But some of them have been closed and spirits have been moved on. And now we have the story and that
yeah.
is told with the item. I write things out so you can read it while you're there. Kind of yep. like a self-guided tour.
Like a card. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. So you can read about it and there's no energy connected to it anymore.
No.
So,
I mean, and you have my box. Remember the box that I sent to Pronto? I didn't even have it in my house for a day, and I sent it off to you.
Yep. He was creepy, that guy that was connected to it. Sherry said, what if an item is a portal? Yeah, and that's like some of them. It's they pop in and out. You know, they use the item as a doorway. And so, again, that's part of the reason that I don't keep things out all year, and I lock things down when I'm done with them, and I don't allow people to touch certain items because I don't want whatever's possibly coming through to connect with a specific individual. And of course, when I'm setting it up, I lock everything down anyway, so they're not going to be able to jump onto someone as they come in and, you know, hitchhike out. I mean, that's not going to happen. So
no.
Yeah. I'm very careful.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But good questions for sure. And hopefully Jerry, that answers it. If not, ask another one. And yeah, Sherry was the one that asked about if the item is a portal. So anyway, yeah, I'm very careful with my Halloween open house. And again, if you're in the Twin Cities or Minnesota area, I've had people come from pretty far away, actually, hours drive to check it out some years. So if you're around and want to check it out, I'd love to have you. Hopefully be able to do it this year. It'll be in October, usually the Thursday or Friday before Halloween. Mm-hmm. So it's usually just a one night event, and it's free. And there's snacks. Yep. If we can have snacks. We'll see if we can have snacks.
Yeah.
Because, again, the whole COVID thing would put the kibosh on that. But mask thing. Can't have snacks if you have a mask on. So
it's just, yeah, that's
we'll just have to see how it goes this year.
Difficult, yeah. Just craziness this year with all that stuff. So who knows? But we'll, you know, figure it out. I mean, that's a long way in the future. So hopefully many people have had their vaccines and there'll be herd immunity and, you know, we'll be all good. So, hopefully things get back to normal. So Kat put on the a link to, if you click on the link that Kat put on there, it's called, it says stupid cutting board. It's the third time it brings my chicken back to life. And it's a cutting board that looks like a Ouija board.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Nice. You know, I saw that with, it was a meme that had a Ouija board area rug. Mm-hmm. And a Roomba. And the Roomba was zooming around over the Ouija board area rug and conjuring up stuff.
Oh, gosh. That's crazy.
It was supposed to be funny, but I can imagine that would happen. Like, can you imagine being the first one that figures that out? You have a Ouija board area rug and a Roomba, and you just conjured up Satan in your living room or something accidentally.
Ooh.
That would be, or, I mean, it doesn't have to be bad. Why would I say Satan? I don't know. It conjures up Marilyn Monroe. Like, I don't know. Something that you just go, whoa, what happened here? Well, there's the Ouija board and the Roomba. Roomba's acting like a little, what do you call it? Lost the word for it. You know the thing. Put your hands on. Planchette. There it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's such weird names. I know. So Dave is saying, I wonder if anyone has ever actually explored the destinations of these portals on a scientific level.
I don't know
the answer to that.
No. I don't know, because it would be a scientific thing, and that would might be, I don't know if anybody's done it.
Yeah.
We need someone scientific to look at some of my stuff then.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike in the chat room asked, we missed a couple questions here.
Oh.
He said, did you ever get something you felt needed to be destroyed? Yes, I have destroyed things. I have destroyed many things. I close it, clear it, close it, and get rid of it. Destroy it because it needs to be destroyed. And how it's destroyed is different for each item, because my spirit guides will help me destroy each item. It's always different depending on what the item is or the energy that's around it. So yes, some items will never make it to the open house. They might never make it into the studio. We keep it out because it's too dangerous, it's too much, or it's not worth it. You know, it's not worth the hassle to try and maintain it. If I had a bigger space and I could keep everything out and do something like the Warrens do, you know, where or did with, you know, managing things, keeping it behind glass, you know, keeping protections on it or whatever, sure, then it might be different. But if I can destroy it and keep everybody safe and it should be done, then that's what I'll do. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Exactly.
And then there's another question. Sherry in the chat room said, do you use tools like wands and such? Which is your favorite? Oh, yeah. I love tools. Do you ever use those? Do you ever use anything like that?
Me?
Wand?
I don't. I don't. But our next week's show, we're going to talk about divination tools.
We are.
You know, so maybe
super exciting.
That'll make it in the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk about them next week, Sherry. How about that? Because that's going to be our topic next week is divination tools. And then I can talk about some of my favorites.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun show. I mean, we all have different little things we use. I don't have any wands, though. I have a fairy wand that's kind of cool, and her name is Magdalena. But I don't have a wand one. So,
wait, what's a fairy wand, then?
It's a little...
If it's not a wand wand.
It's a little wand that's in my fairy house, and she's got a name. I named her when I got her, and haven't really used her very much.
How is it different than a wand wand?
Probably isn't, except that it's got fairy energy, right? So there's fairy energy in
there. Is it a stick?
It's about this big. Heidi.
That's fine. That's good enough. It's okay, cute. For those it's of you that can't see pretty. This, because we're on the radio, she's holding her fingers right. like 2.5 inches apart.
Right. So maybe little. next week we'll do a little Facebook Live and we'll show our little wands. That would be kind of fun. But I haven't really delved into it either. Do you know what I mean? I'm not so sure that I want to do that. But it's fun to have it so that I know if I need to, I can. Right? I can. It's, you know. Yeah. But yeah, no, I've always wanted to take one of your wand making things because I think that would be really fun. Find a piece of wood out in the woods and make a wand out of it, you know?
It's really
something
fun.
That calls to me, you know?
So I'd like that's, to offer that class again because it is really cool.
Yeah, I would take it for sure.
Karen in the chat room said the Warren Museum is closed permanently. So nobody took it over? I thought someone took it over. Wasn't... what's his name? The haunted collector?
Oh.
Zaffis?
Yeah, John.
John Zaffis. Wasn't he doing it? Maybe not. Maybe I'm mistaken. Mm-hmm. And then Sherry said Zach's museum is open in Vegas. Well, I don't know if it's right now is open. Is it open with the lockdown? Probably.
I don't know. Jerry posted a link about opening strange portals in psychics.
Physics.
Sorry. Reading something different than because I'm trying to read the thing. But yeah, this is interesting. We'll have to read this. But yeah, cool stuff. But yeah, no wands. Jerry actually gave me the wand. He found it somewhere. It was a fairy. I can't remember the whole story, but it's got fairy magic. And, you know, I've been said to that I'm a fairy, really, from the fairy realm. Many people have told me that. And I have a fairy house that he gifted me also. So I have the fairy house and the fairy wand. Anyway, I digress. But we'll talk about that next week as well. But that's interesting. So maybe that would be a good thing for a show. You know, we got to think about this portals and the stuff.
Yeah. And now I'm looking up the Warren's Museum because they're saying it's closed forever. I'm sad about that.
Where was that located?
I don't remember. I'm looking. It's hard to look up stuff while you're also supposed to be talking on the show.
I know, right? It's hard. It's hard.
But anywho, so if someone wants to find out, put it in our chat room. That'd be cool. So yeah, it looks like it's closed. Zoning problems, Karen said in the chat room. She said it's for zoning problems. Because it was used as a business or what? I'm guessing. I don't know. That's sad. Hopefully the items went somewhere good and safe. Someone's taking care of them.
Yeah. Yeah, because that wouldn't be
good. I would love to start a paranormal museum. Oh, my gosh. I could probably do it with the amount of stuff I have right now. Mm-hmm. I could probably set something up that if I could find a space. I'd need someone to donate the space because I can't afford space. So if someone wants to donate space that I could set up a museum, that would be cool.
I'm thinking of is remember when we did that show over by the West Bank over there?
Oh, yeah, the House of Balls.
Yeah, wonder if he would dig something like that, you know, because he's got a lot of space. He's got a lot of strange things in there. It might be kind of a cool thing.
He's doing a lot of cool stuff. Do you follow him on Facebook?
No. I used to, actually. I don't know.
Oh, his stuff is cool. He's just making all sorts of cool things. And actually, he's quite involved with the community and putting some of his art out in the community. It's neat.
Mm-hmm. That would be a really cool thing.
Yeah. But what I'd like to do is find a space big enough that I could have my studio with an attached paranormal museum so I could be there a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't just be, you know, once in a while or once a month I open it up for people and that's it, because that would be tough if it wasn't connected to what I'm already doing. But
right.
Yeah, I'd love to have a paranormal museum, Minnesota.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Somehow, someday.
You know, one of those things for the future, hopefully.
Yep, I've already been calling it in, so we'll see what the... what the universe says. Okay, so Karen in the chat room, we're going back to this paranormal museum, the Warren stuff. She said the son-in-law is taking care of all of it. It's at a private residence, and it looks like it's in Monroe, Connecticut. CT, Connecticut, right?
And where does John Zaffis live? Now, I haven't really talked to him a lot at Paracon, but Jerry has. I think Jerry with Sim had sent him some stuff, or was going to send him a really haunted doll at one point. I don't know if that ever occurred. but he was from out east somewhere too.
I think so. Isn't he also in Connecticut? Or was maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
But he told Jerry that he has like a whole warehouse full of haunted stuff, you know, and I remember he said it probably would be a long time before he would even get to look at whatever it was that he was going to send to him. So Interesting stuff. It was
so he has to have a warehouse from all the stuff he gets sent.
Yeah. Yeah. God,
I wish I had that problem. Hey folks, if you're sending it to John Zaffis and he can't get to it, and I met him, nice guy, but he's busy. Send me your stuff.
Yeah. Do it.
You know what I should do? Here's what I'm going to do. From now on, as I get things sent to me, mm-hmm. I will highlight each item with a Facebook Live video.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll just be like,
hey, I just got this in the mail. Hit me over the head or whatever. You know, I'll talk about what I'm feeling or what I'm getting. So those of you out there in awesome radio land, wherever you are, mm-hmm. get a hold of me, myspiritexperience.com. You can get a hold of me if you need to know where to send said objects.
Yeah.
And then I can do a Facebook Live on my Spirit Experience Facebook page when I get something so you can see it. Mm-hmm. And it won't just go into a warehouse where it sits and waits sadly for attention.
Yep.
Because right now I have the space and I would be able to get to items as they come in.
I think that's cool. And then it'll always be out there on your Facebook page, right? So you'll save mm-hmm. the video. So even if you don't get to watch it, there's not a lot of people that watch these things live. You know, there are probably a handful of people, but then the video's out there. So people can watch it at their leisure, you know? That's cool. All right. So I'm going to put a plug in for The Calling, which is our sibling radio show. And they are on tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
Which is a
Eastern.
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. We started out on The Calling.
Six years ago.
The other thing we have to talk about is this is our 6th year anniversary, and we haven't mentioned that yet, because last week, I can't remember what we were talking about, but that didn't even come up, and I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the show this week, and I'm like, oh, we missed our anniversary.
Well, technically, our anniversary was after the show, so this would be the next time we would have to talk about it. So technically, we didn't miss it.
So
it was our 6-year anniversary at the end of last week.
Yes. And so we started out on The Calling Radio, and we would take their second hour like once a month. And then
we did a show once a month for an hour.
Once a month. And then 4 years ago, we decided to go weekly. So then we switched days because we couldn't get in on Wednesday or whatever. And so then we started our Tuesday edition once a week. So yeah, wow. 6 years. Isn't that crazy? But so our sibling show, The Calling, is on tomorrow night. And, you know, they had a really cool show lined up for tomorrow. They're going to be talking about death rituals. Death rituals.
Cool.
So I think that'll be really cool. You know, the Mayan death rituals. And, you know, I told them they should talk about the Vikings. You know, they had some death mm-hmm. rituals. And so did the Celtics and, you know, all kinds of things. So I think it'll be a fun show just for everyone to listen to.
Definitely. Tune in. The Calling. Yeah. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
There it is. On the Para-X Radio Network.
Yeah, on the Para-X Radio Network. Yeah, 6 years. I can't even believe it. 6 years. That's just amazing.
That's weird. It doesn't feel like that long. Mm-hmm. It feels like even the 4 years that we've been doing it weekly mm-hmm. seems outer limits. Like, it doesn't feel like it's been that long. It's flown by.
I know.
Hasn't it?
It has. It has. And what's really weird is the first couple of years, we were together every single week. Every single week we were together. We were either at my house or at the studio or at your house, or we would go on location to different places. And then last year, of course, because of the COVID, we've been exclusively in our homes. But the year before that, every once in a while, we would do it separately too, because it was just easier and the weather was bad and we had places, you know, we were in different places and it was hard to get to. So I'm hoping we can get back to getting together after this COVID stuff happens at least once or twice a month. You know, that would mm-hmm. be fun. At least once a month, you know? But yeah, fun stuff. But yeah, 6 years, unbelievable. And the once a month thing. And then I remember when we talked about going every week, it was like, oh my God, can we handle it? I mean, I guess we have.
Can we handle it?
4 years later, we're still doing
it. We can't stop talking.
We can't stop talking. I know. But so fun stuff. So time is just flying.
So I think for the end of the show here, let's just talk about some of the things that we have coming up so people know what to tune into, because we do have some cool stuff. So I'll talk about next week. We did reference it a little bit earlier, but we're going to be talking about divination tools next week. So Sherry in the chat room had asked what some of my favorites were if I work with wands. You're going to hear all about it next week. We're going to talk about divination tools, and the spin on this one is what kind of divination tools can you find with what you already have at home?
Yes.
So we're not talking about going out and spending coin on this. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what you can find at home for your divination tools.
Yeah, I really
so
like
that's next idea. Week.
Yep, I think that's a fabulous idea. And then in 2 weeks, we have Lori Nauman from the DNR is going to come on and talk about those eagles over there, because soon they will be nesting. I think they're already getting that nest ready. They call it nestoration, right? So I'm going to have to boogie over there with my camera sometime and take some pictures of those guys. I haven't seen the ones that I follow down here on the river close to me. I haven't seen them on the nest yet. So soon, though, I know I go into the office once a week. So I go over that bridge and I look at that nest and I'm like, you know, almost get into an accident every time, right? Because I'm looking to see if I see them.
Well, and I haven't seen them yet.
But soon. And then I'll drive down there. But the owls, you know, my owls, I think they're nesting somewhere, and I haven't quite figured out where. And, of course, now this weekend it's going to be, like, frigid, below zero wind chills and temperatures.
So I'm glad the owls and eagles haven't laid their eggs yet.
No. Well, the owls, Mama usually has her owls or her eggs laid by now, if she has them. So, but the eagles are about a month later, so in about a month. But they're getting those nests ready. So it'll be fun to talk to Lori about just what's happening now. And I know it's a new, so it's the same Mama this year, but she's got, from what I read, she's got a new man in the nest.
Well,
I know.
Happy
right?
Valentine's Day.
Yes. So, you know, we might see a little romance going on that camera this year.
That's so weird to talk about eagles that way. I'm just going to say it. As soon as I said it, I was like, what?
Isn't it crazy? And you know what? You know what's really funny? If you're a part of that group, Heidi, you should really join the group. I'll send you the link. But, I mean, the way they talk about these eagles, and I used to watch the camera feed every now and then, but then you get so immersed, and it's like if something happens, then you're just dying, you know?
Have people
you know?
Turned it into a soap opera?
Well, they do. They do. But there's, you know, a couple of photographers that go over there, and they have the craziest things that they say, you know, when they're there, and they're just hysterical. They really are, you know? But, yeah, so they were talking about the last year's mail didn't return, and so Mama has found a new one. So, you know, there's a little eagle love going on over there this year.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that, because we need more eagles. So
that's right, and it's Valentine's Day. So you know what? It's good. It's all
Valentine's
good.
Valentine's Day, because they know that eagles know it's Valentine's Day, so they have to celebrate
that. Have to get together. Well,
we go out for dinner. You
absolutely. The eagle. Dave is saying the eagle drama is out of hand.
Oh, I can.
It really is on those boards. Those people are, wild. Yeah. But anyway, so that'll be a really fun show. And then we have some other things in the mix that we're working on, and we'll talk about those later. But yeah, a couple really good shows coming up this month. So make sure you join, because they'll be good. And maybe we'll even sprinkle in a Facebook Live again, you know? So that's always fun. There are a lot of eagles, but I don't think, on those days. Yeah. I don't think there's too many eagles. There can never be enough eagles as far as I'm concerned. I think they're phenomenal. So it's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, so that's what's happened with the gathering. And if you get a chance, go to our Facebook page and check out our little Facebook Live, because it shows us in our studios and how we look when we're on the show. And it's actually kind of a fun little... lasted about 10 minutes, I think, right, Heidi?
Maybe not even that long. Yeah.
It was just very short, but fun stuff.
So we should be doing, we'll do more of those as we come up here in 2021.
Lots of cows, I love cows. I love a lot of things, you know. I love a lot of animals. And where Joe said, where's the mermaid? I'm surprised there's not a mermaid. Yes, I watch. Stay tuned. I'm going to get a mermaid for back here.
It wouldn't surprise me, because there's a floating cow on the wall.
Yes.
So we should have a mermaid there with your cowl.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In Stuff Studio, we're talking about Stuff Studio, home studio.
Yeah.
So, I've got one of my crystal balls behind me.
Yep.
Back here.
Yeah.
It's black. It's a black obsidian. Yeah. And it's back there. It's actually quite big, but it's far enough away that you can't really see it very well. Mm-hmm. And then I've got some of my concoctions and things that I make that are sitting there. And yeah, so you'll be able to see that too.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Ooh, I heard the music.
So, I hear the music. It must be time for us to go. So listen, everyone, thank you for listening tonight. If there's troops out there listening, thank you for your service. We appreciate you so much, and please be safe.
Yes, absolutely. And chat room, you never fail to disappoint. You have been awesome tonight. Thank you so much. And everybody out there listening, wherever you are, thank you so much for tuning in. Please be safe. Yes. Please be healthy. We appreciate you so much listening. Para X, thank you so much for hosting us once again. We love it. Love it here. And Sarge, our most amazing producer, thank you as well. You always are making us look better than we are.
That's right. All right, everyone. See you next week.
Have a good week, everyone. Good night.